India T News for the week ending 7th February 2025. This week's news was reported by our writer in Guwahati, Rupa Goswami. The Union Budget was announced last week and the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced an allocation of Rs 1,565 crore or US $170 million to the Plantation Commodity Boards. The T Board stands to gain the highest allocation of 771.55 crores, an increase of 54% over the budgetary allocation last year. The budget allocation encourages the T-Board of India to pursue ambitious goals for 25-26, and the goals outlined aim to strengthen India's position as a leading global tea producer and exporter. The objectives focus on increasing productivity, enhancing production of orthodox and green teas, and fostering research for innovation in tea cultivation. 400 self-help groups, 190 farmer-producer organizations, and 7 mini-tea factories for 25-26. And although there were no direct benefits to the tea industry provided in the 25-26 budget, there are policy decisions that can impact the industry. The Tea Association of India have named some of them, including the Prime Minister Dhan Danya Krishi Yojana or National Mission on High-Yielding Seeds as a helpful program, a urea plant in Assam, which is expected to mitigate the urea requirement of the tea industry. They're investing in clean tech manufacturing program, which will bring solar panels to tea estates. The Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0 Jal Jeevan Mission, which will benefit workers on tea estates. The establishment of Bharat Trade Net and support for integration with global supply chains, which will aid the export potential of the tea industry. Now, the news, the government of India's talking to two big tea buyers to ease the financial crunch faced by the Tokhlai Tea Research Association, TRA. The TRA is the oldest and largest tea research institute globally and looks after the research and development needs of the Indian tea industry while providing extension services. Pradyut Bordolai, member of the parliament from Assam, raised this issue in the current parliament session, adding that Tokhlai is an iconic institution. In response, Piyush Goyal, the Union Commerce Minister, replied that they had met with captains of the tea industry recently in a meeting in Guwahati in the presence of Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, the Chief Minister. And to quote him, "I've asked two large tea buyers to get involved in the affairs of TRA in a public-private partnership mode. They assured me that they will get back to me." TBIS spoke to Joydeep Phukan, Secretary of the TRA, who said the situation is bad as subscription from producer members has come down by 40% over the last 2 years. Sources also say that while all tea producers, including the 200,000 small tea holders, benefit from TRA's research, only 25% of producing companies contribute to the TRA. Further, funding from the Tea Board of India has dropped from 49% in 2014-15 to 31% in 23-24.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.